With a wish to free all beings, let us consider the workings of our own heart and mind, the workings of our emotions, our habits of consciousness. Again, experience is all we have. And as you are exploring that as a question, what are you discovering? I can only speak for myself. I've discovered that it really matters what I choose to experience and how I comport myself inside, outside, and with everything and everyone. How I think on things, the things I choose to think about, what I put into my mind, what I expose my mind and my emotions, my senses to. The more I explore what I think, the more I explore what's really going on when I name something as something, including my emotions. What did I just label as joy or fun or a craving or as anger, as pride? What did I just label? What actually is going on? I'm experiencing something, and everyone else is too, and that's why we name it and label it. But what is it that we're experiencing? What is the mandala? What are the layers? As we continue, mind, no mind. Mind is luminous, and awareness in its seat. As we continue training, taming, opening, softening, and opening, noticing the usually not noticed. If we're really doing that practice, any part of it, we're going to come back to ourselves. And a lot of the things we actually don't like about ourselves, because they're not helpful. They're not healthy, they don't help others, they don't help ourselves. And we will equally discover our skill set, that at heart we are good people, and that these, they're called kleshas in Sanskrit, these curiosities of pride or comparison or competition or boredom, distraction, they're curiosities. They're curious things if we really investigate them. Yet we experience them. We experience a me, a who. We experience getting bored, being cold, being hot, being hungry, feeling loved, feeling unloved, alone. What are we experiencing is the question that so pretty easily usually gets named. And is the name true? Is the name corresponding that we put on something? Let us smile together. Smile with the unknown. And yet, like a Star Trek movie, willing to go where we have not gone before. into self-inquiry, into what is real. Because by morphic resonance, that wonderful term coined by Rupert Sheldrake, that now is pretty scientifically corroborated, though he put that out decades ago. It matters. Your inquiry matters. Your love, your kindness, your goodness, and looking at, as I look at, my kleshas, my curious beliefs, curious emotions, that sense of self, the most curious thing. It matters because it fosters the same in others, fosters joy, fosters happiness, fosters self-inquiry. And that's what's going to change the world. Since it's human beings that have really messed it up. So we smile together on this journey together with the collective of our whole species together. With the collective of all of life on planet Earth together. That's really amazing and really important. It's really amazing and really important that as we just sit here together, breathing, being, softening and opening, that we remember we are breathing with the world and we are breathing only because. Only because I can even be alive. Because of all our rest of existence. That's so powerful. That we as human beings are the only ones. Reptiles, insects, they can't reflect on that, on where air comes from, oxygen, breathing, on interdependence and interconnectedness, on the scale that a human being can. They can, of course, contemplate. Relationship, the needs, and do in their way. But we can contemplate it on the vast scale we're talking about, on every level. That's important. That's what we can bring to this planet. We can actually think on things and see the consequences and work hard to bring about the good, the beneficial. So we breathe, we smile. Yes, we can choose to be a person who brings betterness into the world as many moments as possible. That's our purpose. Why else would we incarnate? There's no other purpose. So we actively meditate this morning. That's all what this all is. And each of us will do that in any given moment, however, we will bring goodness, bring betterness, whatever that is in the moment. That's our purpose. And we experience that that's our purpose. Because when we're not bringing goodness and happiness or betterness or healing or nutrition or something, creativity, joy, spark, dance, and giving it into the world, giving it. We feel shitty. We feel bored. We feel depressed. But when we're giving, helping, not self-focused. That's when we all, as human beings, that's when we feel good. So we smile and breathe in this active, contemplative meditation. Being with the world. Experiencing. Yes, that's why I'm here. It's very simple, it's very straightforward. It's not complicated. With the wish to liberate all beings from anything and everything, we breathe together and take a long, slow, deep breath. And because we do so knowing we breathe with all existence, that correct understanding so valuable, just so valuable. It brings a vipassana, right? Perceiving correctly, penetrating insight into the very fact of breathing. Into the fact of being alive. It turns breathing into a constant meditation, an active meditation. Vipassana is that active meditation, contemplation. Ooh. Ooh. And the more that we turn any given thing, thought, emotion, naming, labeling, activity, happiness, unhappiness, the moment we turn that into an inquiry, that's vipassana. That's penetrating insight. That's wanting to perceive correctly. Not just letting it be on the surface. Okay, red is red, blue is blue, and I'm happy right now, and the next moment I'll be hungry, and on the surface. No. No. Bring your awareness every moment into the world, and that benefits beings, and that makes us feel alive. Love you all. Great day. With big love, big joy, and anything you can bring into life. Love you.